places, everyone. The curtain is going up in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Chris and the Crew's Master Crew Theater is on 94.5 PST.
Ta-da-da-da. It's Friday, so that means Master Crew Theater on 94.5 PST. Hey there, good morning. We made it to Friday. We're all excited here. All right, so Joe and I are doing Master Crew Theater today, where you get to hear us act out the scene of a movie. Sometimes it's good, sometimes not so much.
Depends on the week.
And then you just have to guess what it is. All right, so we're going to do our thing, and then we'll open the phones. You call with your guesses and see if you can get it right.
You know, this one, this movie this week is interesting because I've seen it, but I fell asleep.
Oh, so you saw part of it. This isn't my kind of movie, to be honest. I mean, obviously, I know what it is, but not my kind of movie.
Yeah, this franchise.
Should we give a hint that it's like...
In a franchise.
Okay.
That's a good hint. Yeah, I think it's a part of a franchise, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so you're also the director this morning, Joe.
I'm also the director. We both have been practicing. I'll be the first line because I'll be the director and the one to give the first line. As you can see, we did very intense practices this morning because we knew who was which part.
Yeah, there's been no rehearsals for this. Just let me say this.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Quiet on the set and action. Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm okay.
Are you sure?
I'm fine. I promise.
Okay. Okay.
We should go, right?
You're going to forget who I am.
Forget who you are? What are you talking about?
It's okay. I'm going to come and find you, and I'll explain everything. I'll make you remember me, and it'll be like none of this ever happened, okay?
Okay, but what if that doesn't work? What if that doesn't work? What if we can't remember you? I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
I know. I know.
Is there not something we can do? We can't come up with like a plan or something, you know? Like, there's always something we can do.
There's nothing we can do, but it'll be okay. I'll come find you, okay?
You better. And if you don't, I'm just going to figure it out. I've done it before. I can do it again.
I promise I'll fix this.
I really hate magic.
Yeah, me too.
I love you.
I love.
Just wait. Wait and tell me when you see me again.
Sure.
Scene. I actually have chills. The music was really, kind of like,
We picked some good music for it. Yeah, that was good. We helped sell it with our music. I don't know. I think I didn't. I know I didn't interpret the character correctly. So I have
no. I think you did. You did a good job.
No. So if you think you know what movie that was, call us right now 609-243-9778 or tap chat on the 94.5 PST app.
Places, everyone. The curtain is going up in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Chris and the Crew's Master Crew Theater is on 94.5 PST.
It's Chris and the Crew. Good morning. We're doing our normal Friday thing here, Master Crew Theater. It's where we become thespians and we act out the scene of a popular movie. I don't know if we can compare ourselves to thespians.
I always knew you'd come out as a something that ended in an N. I didn't think it'd be a thespian.
You know, I was in plays growing up every year in Cranberry School.
You know, I think...
Every year, Joe, we did them.
I want to make a statement right now. Mm-hmm. I'm making a statement, and Chris doesn't know what I'm about to say. God. This is the beauty of live radio.
What are you going to say?
If you are putting on a production of anything this year, and you want Chris and Joe to have walk-on roles on your production...
Are you kidding me?
We will do it. Free of charge,
Free
you will get our
charge.
Skill set on your stage. I want to get back on stage.
I was going to say, Joe, you really are interested in this.
I really do. But
so
Chris
maybe
and
we'll
I...
Just, maybe we'll just offer you up.
I will do a... I will bring my talents to your stage for a walk-on role in whatever production you're doing. I'm multi-talented, as you can see.
Yes. He loves applause. He loves attention. So this would be perfect
So this
him.
Is my audition proving that
Wait,
skill set to you.
And we're going to do it again. We're going to do an encore performance right now of the scene that we just acted out. And then we've got people lined up on the phones. All right. Take it away there, Mr. Director.
Action. Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm okay.
Are you sure?
I'm fine. I promise.
Okay. Okay.
We should go, right?
You're going to forget who I am.
Forget who you are? What are you talking about?
It's okay. I'm going to come and find you, and I'll explain everything. I'll make you remember me. And it'll be like none of this ever happened, okay?
Okay, but what if that doesn't work? What if that doesn't work? Like, what if we can't remember you? I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
I know.
Is there not something we can do? Like, we can't come up with a plan or something, you know? Like, there's always something we can do.
There's nothing we can do, but it'll be okay. I'll come find you, okay?
You better. And if you don't, I'm just going to figure it out. I've done it before. I can do it again.
I promise I'll fix this.
I really hate magic.
Yeah, me too.
I love you.
I love...
Just wait. Wait and tell me when you see me again.
Sure.
Oh, it gives me goosebumps.
You wouldn't... I don't even think you would like this movie.
No, I know. I have no desire to see it.
This is why I love this feature every week, because there's zero chance you'll ever see any of them. And I can't stay awake for any movie, so I've fallen asleep when my boyfriend made me watch it.
All right, let's go to the phones. We've got Ro and Ewing on the line. All right, Ro, what's your guess?
I make a prediction. You guys are the next Oscar winner.
Well, it's flattering.
I love an Oscar.
All right,
I'm going after an EGOT, so that would be good.
I'm going to guess one of the Harry Potters.
Okay. All right, hang on in case you're right. All right, let's go to Christina in Hamilton. Christina, what's your guess?
Spider-Man
is what she said. Okay. All right, hold on in case you're right. Bahija from Cinnaminson is on the line. What's your guess?
Spider-Man.
You also say Spider-Man. Okay, Kevin's in Philly. Hey, Kevin, what's your guess?
Hey, yeah, Spider-Man, specifically Spider-Man No Way Home.
Oh, look at you. The correct answer is, Joe, Spider-Man. Here's what it's supposed to sound like.
What?
Forget who you are. What are you talking about?
It's okay. I'm going to come and find you, and I'll explain everything. I'll make you remember me, and I'll be like none of this ever happened. Okay?
Okay, but what if that doesn't work? What if that doesn't work? What if we can't remember you? I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
I know, MJ, I know.
There's not something we can do. We can't come up with like a plan or something. You know, there's always something we can do.
Oh, that does kind of give you chills.
Now I want to see it just for that scene.
I really don't think you would like the movie.
Not like all the action stuff, though.
It gets you stressed. I know.
Yeah.
Doesn't the action kind of make you have to poop? I've heard that about
me?
You.
Me?
Yeah, I thought so. I thought you told me action movies make you stressed. When you get stressed, you have to...
I like rom-com. Yeah. Rom-com.
So when you get stressed, you have to poo. We've been seeing all the celebrities courtside for the Knicks finals games at Madison Square Garden, but it turns out... how they're getting these tickets isn't necessarily what you may think. Good morning. It's The Morning Show on 94.5 PST. My name is Joe. So, you know, we've been seeing Taylor Swift, Timothée Chalamet, all those stars courtside for the Knicks games. And I wondered, oh my God, how much money do those seats cost? It turns out they're not really something that they have to necessarily pay for, but there's a lot of rules and a lot of stipulations that go along with it. So essentially, a lot of Hollywood studios, a lot of communications consultants and stuff have access to these seats. The Garden only controls some of them, right? So then once they get them in, they're likely to distribute them to stars who, quote unquote, play ball. Some of the rules, first off, they say it's more like a Broadway show than like a game at Yankee Stadium. So they actually close down the hospitality stuff before the game starts because they want the stars in their seats for basically the duration of the game. Sometimes they might like be served a drink down there or whatever, but otherwise they are locked into those seats for the duration of the game. And it's considered too rude to exit before the end of the game. So Wednesday night, when the Knicks had their big come-from-behind win, I was thinking to myself, wow, I'm amazed a lot of the celebrities stayed around for this and didn't try to beat it. Well, apparently, you can definitely be blacklisted if you try to leave early. Emily Ratajkowski actually left early during a 2023 Knicks game. She was not granted tickets for the Rangers, who also play at Madison Square Garden. Essentially, they kind of use the stars as a valuable asset. They say, you know, they're going to pose for photos. And so essentially, the idea is you got to be positive. Ethan Hawke said that he criticized a former, you know, coach of the Knicks, and he'd always been hooked up with tickets. And one time he called for tickets to a Knicks game, and they said, yeah, that'll be $8,000. He was like, why? They said, because on a podcast, you trash-talked our coach. So essentially, they have to be positive. They have to look good, stay in their seats, not enjoy the hospitality tent. But apparently, I mean, I guess most impressively, they don't actually pay for the seats. So that is how it's working for Taylor Swift. Now there's, of course, a petition to try to send Taylor to San Antonio for Saturday night's game if we want to see the Knicks win. In Philly, we're like, we don't really care. Stop complaining.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Let's get all things Taylor out of the way to start here. All right, so first up, last night she was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in New York City. We knew this was coming. A pretty big honor for her. She seemed actually emotional about it. It looked really cool. Now the internet rumor mill is saying that maybe Wednesday night's Knicks game was her bachelorette party. Now the rumor is she's getting married at Madison Square Garden on July 3rd. She was spotted wearing matching t-shirts, well, some sort of matching t-shirts, right, with the Haim sisters. Her friends, and, you know, they make a lot of music together. They were all wearing, you know, Nick pun shirts, you know, like the New York Knicks. So Taylor said Stevie Nicks, of course. One of the girls, they said Nickelback. So the internet rumor mill is alleging maybe we all just witnessed her bachelorette party. And there's a movement online to send her to Saturday night's Knicks game down in San Antonio. I'm guessing she won't go, but she seems to be a Knicks fan. And every time she's been there in the postseason, they've won. So the idea is if she goes to San Antonio, maybe she'll get to watch them win it for the first time since, the late 90s? All right. Starbucks is giving away Team USA coffee cup sleeves. They were spotted yesterday. It looks like some may still exist. Customers who order any size beverage, including brewed or iced tea, brewed coffee or tea, I should say, will receive a limited edition soccer cup sleeve. It looks really cool. It's kind of like the armband that the team is wearing for the World Cup. Some stores may still have them today. It's not clear for me how many there will be. So some customers were disappointed that other, you know, countries weren't being represented by that. Pet owners, here's a heads up. You should clean your dog's pet bowl or your feeder for your cat or whatever daily. They say they are the germiest items in the home, only behind toothbrushes. Bacteria like E. coli and Salmonella can build up on bowls, making everyone ill. I'm always amazed, though, when they say that stuff. Like, why aren't toothbrushes also changed daily? No dentist ever advises that. If somebody smarter than me could explain that to me, I'd appreciate it. Oh, and was there really drama on the set of Euphoria? No. At least that's what Sydney Sweeney wants you to think. She's calling the rumors about cash drama on the set of Euphoria crazy, saying it was kind of amazing to watch how social media and the press spun things. She also said that the four-year delay for the final season had nothing to do with any drama. It was just kind of scheduling. Made sense. Everyone's really busy. All right, there you go. There's your Friday Scoop. 94.5 PSC, your number one hit music station. It's Chris and Joe. Chris, I have an idea this morning.
What?
I've become obsessed with the same thing I think everyone else is obsessed with. You know where this is going?
Yeah.
You know where we're going?
The Puerto Rico song.
Yeah.
Capital of Puerto Rico. It is catchy.
It is catchy, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's singing it everywhere they go lately. So, but the thing is, everyone knows it's AI. The song is generated by AI.
Definitely.
Right? It's clearly generated by AI. But it's so darn catchy.
It's very summery. Summer anthem, right?
The guy, Saxo Billy, or whatever his name is, he's been posting them for other locations. Like, I saw the Philadelphia one was kind of insulting. But you know what I noticed? He doesn't have one for New Jersey.
Oh, we should do one.
So we have access to a similar AI tool here
can
that we
do
don't
it
really
quick?
Use. Well, yeah, I think we could. I think we could whip something together. I mean, we'll find out live on the fly here. Nothing like live radio. So, but I think to do it, like, we need to feed the punchlines to it, right?
Yeah. So we need like Jersey references,
Jersey-ish
right?
references and things. So why don't I give? If you're unfamiliar with the trend, why don't we give you like 30 seconds of the Puerto Rico thing? And if you know the trend, you're probably going to sing and like dance in your car, which is also okay. So here's like the full 30 seconds of the Puerto Rico hook that everyone's dancing to.
First time in San Juan, mi hijo, capital of Puerto Rico. Immediately was enchanted.
This is my favorite part.
Whole plane clapped when we landed.
Even though you're a plane clapper.
I am.
So where'd we go?
So I took the bus to Caguas. It's a wild place to vacation. Slot machine.
don't know why. Like, it makes me, like, I'm like, I want to go to Puerto Rico immediately.
Well, and I feel like a couple of those things could also be a part of our Jersey song, like the slot machines, Atlantic City, right? Mm-hmm. We could replace, like, the buses, you know, NJ Transit or the River Line.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
the River Line could be in there something. You jump on the River Line.
There's something so unappealing about saying the River Line compared to, like, I don't know, that just sounds magic. Like, I want to take that bus.
Yeah, what else do we want to put in this? Like, the Jersey Turnpike, you know, like, what exit are you from? Yeah, yeah. Like,
references,
you know,
like
stuff
that.
Like that.
All right, so call us. We'll put, we're going to take all those suggestions.
Yeah.
And then we'll put them into the song. 609-243-9778 or chat with us on the PST app. We're going to make a list and then we'll make the song. Friday morning with Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST. We're kind of in a silly mood, right? We're feeling it.
Love this.
We do. So we had fun. You've seen it online by now. I mean, God, I am obsessed with it, right?
Yeah, once you get in your head, you can't get it out. First time in San Juan. You'll start dancing.
You do. Capital of Puerto Rico. So we wanted to make the Jersey version, right? Everyone's singing it. Everyone's dancing to it. Everyone's doing the plane clap when the plane lands. So we want to have a little fun. So we open the phones. We asked for some input on what we should put in it. Because, right, everyone knows that song is AI. So we might as well make an AI Jersey one.
Yeah, so let's go to Juliana. She's in Marlton. Hey, Juliana.
Hey, Chris and Joe. I'm obsessed with that Puerto Rico song. So I think the Jersey version needs to involve a reference to, like, the Parkway, maybe?
Parkway noted. That's not a bad idea. Exit 30. For Ocean City. On the park. Everybody knows their exit, right? Yeah. To the Jersey Shore.
All right, we'll try to put that in there. Okay.
All right, let's go to Kyle in West Windsor. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Joe and Chris. So how about you try putting a reference to the Jersey Shore cast on The Sopranos in the song? It's what everyone stereotypically thinks about us anyway.
That is true.
He's got
Snooki
a point.
And all the Sopranos.
Yes, and Tony.
Tony Soprano. No, that is a good one.
All right. Noted.
Okay, let's go to Jerry and Hopewell.
Hey, Chris and Joe. I love this. So you got to include something in the song about jug handles. And it's a cliche, but definitely a line about pork roll.
Yeah, definitely. I was going to say pork roll. Jug handles, I got to say, I'm a fan of a jug handle.
Oh,
I love a good jug handle.
Well, because they're so much less stressful than actually having to make that left turn. Sometimes, like, I used to travel a lot to the South. I was like, this is insane. All right, so I've taken...
So do you have everything?
I have everything.
We had a bunch in the app chat.
So. We pasted as many of them in as we could to... We have the same-ish AI thing here. So we're going to... All right, try it this way. Let's see. All right.
That's quick.
Well, it's pretty quick, you know.
A little magic. You have it
already? Little magic of radio. Are you ready?
Yep.
We're going to listen to it together for the first time. It's the Jersey version of the Puerto Rico song. We'll see how it's out. We're literally listening to it live.
Yeah, it's our
together.
First time.
First time in New Jersey, my friend. Missed my exit. Now I'm halfway to the Delaware Bend. GPS says left, but the jug handle said no. Now we're taking the scenic route, nice and slow. Everybody's got a cousin named Tony. Everybody swears that pizza's the one and only. You say Taylor ham, I say pork roll instead. Now we're arguing before breakfast. Forget about it. Traffic on the park with bumper to bumper line, but the windows are down and the weather's fine. Boardwalk calling, hear the ocean roar. There ain't no place we'd rather be than the Jersey Shore. New Jersey. Said yes, half the room said no. Now Thanksgiving dinner turned into a show. Seagull stole my fries right out of my hand. Probably owns a condo somewhere in Point Pleasant. Every diner's open 24 hours a day. And somehow we're still debating where to eat anyway. Bruce on the radio, summer in the air. Bonfire on the beach and salt in our hair.
my gosh. I love that.
That was, yeah. You could tell the Chris lied, which was the Siegel later.
I love she that. You know that how, you know how I'm a Jersey girl through and through. And I'm so proud to be a Jersey girl. And I love it here and everything. That's like my, we have to put that in the PST playlist. Yeah. That is amazing.
It's a little too AI for me.
A little too AI. I love it.
But it is good.
So a big time star has given Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce some early marriage advice. Did you see it?
Yeah, it's Chris and the Crew, by the way. I'm Joe. That's Chris. Chris's advice is kind of dumb to me. So at the Toy Story 5 premiere, Tom Hanks, who's been married for a while.
Yeah, he has totally beat Hollywood odds.
To Rita Wilson, he said that the man has to make waffles on a Sunday. The man must make waffles on a Sunday. It's dumb advice. Why is that the advice he's giving her?
You're not understanding this. You have to read the underlying message here. It's not about actual waffles on a Sunday morning. It's doing something sweet for your wife. That's how I kind of took it. You know what I mean? Like, do the little things that are going to make her happy.
Oh,
That's what I thought.
Or is it innuendo?
For what?
Something dirty.
Oh, God, Joe.
Do you think he's saying, Travis, give it to her?
Only you would put that. I mean,
Chris,
see that message in that. I thought it was bring her breakfast in bed, do something unexpected and sweet. You know what I mean? Like,
make them waffles is given dirty to me.
And what you got from that is let's do it on Sunday mornings.
Well, yeah.
Oh, God.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Let's get all things Taylor out of the way to start here. All right, so first up, last night she was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in New York City. We knew this was coming, a pretty big honor for her. She seemed actually emotional about it. It looked really cool. Now the internet rumor mill is saying that maybe Wednesday night's Knicks game was her bachelorette party. Now the rumor is she's getting married at Madison Square Garden on July 3rd. She was spotted wearing matching t-shirts, well, some sort of matching t-shirts, right, with the Haim sisters. Her friends, and, you know, they make a lot of music together. They were all wearing, you know, Nick pun shirts, you know, like the New York Knicks. So Taylor said Stevie Nicks, of course. One of the girls, they said Nickelback. So the internet rumor mill is alleging maybe we all just witnessed her bachelorette party. And there's a movement online to send her to Saturday night's Knicks game down in San Antonio. I'm guessing she won't go, but she seems to be a Knicks fan. And every time she's been there in the postseason, they've won. So the idea is if she goes to San Antonio, maybe she'll get to watch them win it for the first time since, the late 90s? All right. Starbucks is giving away Team USA coffee cup sleeves. They were spotted yesterday. It looks like some may still exist. Customers who order any size beverage, including brewed or iced tea, brewed coffee or tea, I should say, will receive a limited edition soccer cup sleeve. It looks really cool. It's kind of like the armband that the team is wearing for the World Cup. Some stores may still have them today. It's not clear for me how many there will be. So some customers were disappointed that other, you know, countries weren't being represented by that. Pet owners, here's a heads up. You should clean your dog's pet bowl or your feeder for your cat or whatever daily. They say they are the germiest items in the home, only behind toothbrushes. Bacteria like E. coli and Salmonella can build up on bowls, making everyone ill. I'm always amazed, though, when they say that stuff. Like, why aren't toothbrushes also changed daily? No dentist ever advises that. If somebody smarter than me could explain that to me, I'd appreciate it. Oh, and was there really drama on the set of Euphoria? No. At least that's what Sydney Sweeney wants you to think. She's calling the rumors about cash drama on the set of Euphoria crazy, saying it was kind of amazing to watch how social media and the press spun things. She also said that the four-year delay for the final season had nothing to do with any drama. It was just kind of scheduling. Made sense. Everyone's really busy. All right, there you go. There's your Friday scoop.
I don't always admit this, but I kind of doom scroll during the show. It's only because I'm looking for cool information for you. But Joe, I found this kind of, I guess, list. There would you rather questions that if you're going out on a date this weekend, they say this will make things a little more interesting.
All right.
You want to hear some of them?
Yeah, hit me with a few of them.
And you're so dirty all the time that I thought you might like these. All right. So the first one is, would you rather accidentally send a flirty text, all right, to your boss or to your ex?
To my ex.
I don't know. Our boss has kind of had a glow up lately.
That's implying he wasn't attractive to begin with. Remember,
he's had a big glow up lately.
Remember, we have a corporate boss who has the same name as my boyfriend.
That's right.
And I had to change him in my phone.
Oh my God.
To our corporate boss is. And I'm friendly with our corporate boss.
You
so like he and I have socially texted.
You need to be careful who you text.
And so I have almost socially texted our boss, corporate guy, some really dirty things.
It's interesting that you say ex because I feel like this happens anyway. Like,
oh, well, listen, if my ex replies and wants to do it, I'll at least take consideration.
You're taken right now.
But I guess on a first date, you shouldn't ask that question.
Can you imagine, though, opening that can of worms with your ex, some flirty text, and he's like, ooh,
no,
oh, God. I don't even want to think about it. All right, here's the next one. Would you rather accidentally like an ex's post from a couple of years ago or accidentally send a risque selfie to the wrong group chat?
I've almost done both.
Oh my God.
It doesn't matter to me. I would do either happily.
Are you screaming in the background though? Like I've done the accidental because sometimes I'll go to blow up a picture. Do you know what I mean? With my fingers. Yeah. Then on Instagram, if you tap the picture, it's a like.
Yeah.
It's a heart. So I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. And then at that point, if you take it back, are they going to see it?
Depends how quickly you catch it because I've tested it.
Oh.
I have done this thing. And I will tell you this with certainty. If you catch it within like 0.2 seconds, it doesn't have time to send them the alert. It doesn't have time to send them the alert.
I think I'd rather send the risque picture to the wrong group chat because if it's strangers, do they even know the number? Or
no,
are they
like,
saying?
Like, oh, you, like a group chat in your phone. Like, would you like to send it to the PST group chat? Would you like me and Matt Ryan to get your risque photo?
These are both pretty bad.
Which one would you rather? Like an ex's old photo? Or would you like Matt Ryan and I to get your bra pic?
I'm not sending bra pics to you and Matt Ryan. So I guess I'd have to go with the ex's post. All right, last one here. These are would you rather questions that'll get your date this weekend kind of spilling the tea. Would you rather have a voice note of your worst flirty attempt leaked or your search history read out loud at Sunday brunch?
Worst. Well, see, I share. My friends will tell you I overshare. So I will tell them, hey, I found this really kinky thing online this week. And then we lean into it. So my weird searches are not that embarrassing.
Now, see, I'd be.
They are bad.
I think my searches, like, sometimes.
My friends would be like, you're stupid for Googling how do you spell a cat. But like they would be like, oh, you Googled like something really sexual. That's fine.
So ask your date these this weekend, kind of like, you know, make your date a little more interesting.